Let us resume our worship of God today in this evening service, singing to God's praise in Psalm 65. Psalm 65, page 297. And it's just those four stanzas on that page, verses 1 to the double verse 4. Psalm 65, verses 1 to 4. Page 297. Praise waits for thee in Zion, Lord. To thee vows paid shall be. O thou that hearer art of prayer, all flesh shall come to thee. Iniquities, I must confess, prevail against me do. But as for our transgressions, them purge away shalt thou. And so on through to the end of verse 4. These first four stanzas, let's stand to sing and remain standing for prayer.
Praise waits for thee in Zion, Lord, to thee God's praise shall be.
Should come also in confession. For if we do not, if we fail to acknowledge that we are sinners before you, this is pride coming before you. This is every attempt made to establish ourselves as our own gods. And it is only fitting that if we are to truly exalt the name of the one true and living God, that confession should be made. And that acknowledgement should also be made that we are, if not sinners, which we are indeed your creatures, that none may compare with you. We pray, Lord, that with these things in mind, you would also accept our plea in order that we might worship. That plea for forgiveness, that plea for a removal of all transgression, that you would be forgetful of our iniquities. That as we appear before you this very moment, we will do so under the name of Christ Jesus, your beloved Son, that we would do so acceptably, righteous in your sight, through him and for his sake. We all acknowledge, O Lord, that we have so often sought after other things and have not found our satisfaction in your grace. We have not acknowledged that it is abundant, either in thought or word or in deed. But help us, O God, to be mindful of the sheer bounty of your goodness towards us, that you have held nothing profitable back from those who would come to you and seek you, and seek your blessing in accordance with your will. And so we ask, O God, that you will graciously watch over us now, that this will be a time when we can each be under the experience of your blessing, that it will be especially found as we approach your word through understanding of it by the leading of your Spirit. God, watch over and keep us there. Guide us in the ways that we should think, and therefore in the things also that we do and say, that our worship would be acceptable before you, removing all distraction, that our attention would be upon the one who does endure and his word, and not a thing that fails and that fades with the passage of time. Accept us, we pray, as we would offer our praise, as we would offer our supplication through the Lord Jesus, who has entered that holy place, your own presence, on our behalf, trusting in him and asking all things for his glory. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Leviticus in chapter 16. Leviticus chapter 16. I'm just reading this chapter this evening. The first verse of this chapter makes reference to the death of two sons of Aaron when they offered profane fire before the Lord and died. Just if you have not been with us looking through various parts of Leviticus, you'll find a reference to that more clearly in chapter 10. That's what it's referring to. But we take up our reading in chapter 16. Now the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered profane fire before the Lord and died. Now the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron your brother not to come at just any time into the holy place inside the veil, before the mercy seat which is on the ark, lest he die. For I will appear in the cloud above the mercy seat. Thus Aaron shall come into the holy place, with the blood of a young bull as a sin offering, and of a ram as a burnt offering. He shall put the holy linen tunic and the linen trousers on his body. He shall be girded with a linen sash, and with the linen turban he shall be attired. These are holy garments. Therefore he shall wash his body in water and put them on. And he shall take from the congregation of the children of Israel 2 kids of the goats as a sin offering, and 1 ram as a burnt offering. Aaron shall offer the bull as a sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and his house. He shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Then Aaron shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord, and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat on which the Lord's lot fell, and offer it as a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord, to make atonement upon it, and to let it go as the scapegoat into the wilderness. And Aaron shall bring the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bull as the sin offering, which is for himself. Then he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, with his hands full of sweet incense beaten fine, and bring it inside the veil. And he shall put the incense on the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of incense may cover the mercy seat that is on the testimony, lest he die. He shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east side, and before the mercy seat he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger 7 times. Then he shall kill the goat of the sin offering, which is for the people, bring its blood inside the veil, do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bull, and sprinkle it on the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. So he shall make atonement for the holy place, because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel, and because of their transgressions, for all their sins. And so he shall do for the tabernacle of meeting, which remains among them in the midst of their uncleanness. There shall be no man in the tabernacle of meeting when he goes in to make atonement in the holy place, until he comes out, that he may make atonement for himself, for his household, and for all the assembly of Israel. And he shall go out to the altar that is before the Lord, and make atonement for it, and shall take some of the blood of the bull and some of the blood of the goat, and put it on the horns of the altar all around. Then he shall sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger 7 times, cleanse it and consecrate it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. When he has made an end of atoning for the holy place, the tabernacle of meeting, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat, confess over it all the iniquities of the children of Israel, and all their transgressions, concerning all their sins, putting them on the head of the goat, and shall send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a suitable man. The goat shall bear on itself all their iniquities to an uninhabited land, and he shall release the goat in the wilderness. Then Aaron shall come into the tabernacle of meeting, shall take off the linen garments which he put on when he went into the holy place, and shall leave them there. And he shall wash his body with water in a holy place, put on his garments, come out, and offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people, and make atonement for himself and for the people. The fat of the sin offering he shall burn on the altar. And he who released the goat as the scapegoat shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and afterwards he may come into the camp. The bull for the sin offering and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, shall be carried outside the camp. And they shall burn in the fire their skins, their flesh, and their offal. Then he who burns them shall wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and afterward he may come into the camp. This shall be a statute forever for you. In the 7th month, on the 10th day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether a native of your own country or a stranger who dwells among you. For on that day the priest shall make atonement for you, to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before the Lord. It is a Sabbath of solemn rest for you, and you shall afflict your souls. It is a statute forever. And the priest who is anointed and consecrated to minister as priest in his father's place shall make atonement and put on the linen clothes, the holy garments. Then he shall make atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he shall make atonement for the tabernacle of meeting, and for the altar. And he shall make atonement for the priests and for all the people of the assembly. This shall be an everlasting statute for you, to make atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. And he did as the Lord commanded Moses. God bless his word and this reading of it to our own hearts, that in us will be found his praise. Please turn with me now to Psalm 85, page 113, singing Psalm 85. Another psalm that speaks of forgiveness of trespass and the turning aside of God's wrath and anger against those who hold on to their sin, the sinner as with the sin. Psalm 85, and the verses marked 1 to 7, that's the first two double stanzas. In times past, Lord, you showed favor to your own beloved land. The prosperity of Jacob you restored by your strong hand. You forgave your people's trespass. You appeased their sins to hide. You withdrew all your displeasure from your wrath you turned aside. God our Savior, now restore us. And so on to verse 7. Let's stand again for a second.
In times past, Lord, you showed favor to your own beloved land. The prosperity of Jacob you restored by your strong hand. You forgave your people. You were pleased their sins to hide. You withdrew all your displeasure from your wrath you turned aside. God our Savior, now restore us from
evening. Let us pray. It is good, O Lord, that we can sing praise unto you. We see around us in so many aspects of life that the reaction, the response of a man's heart when he is glad is generally to sing, that it is something that you have made in us. And we are thankful, Lord, that it is your work in our hearts which has caused us to see the greatest of reasons for thanksgiving and rejoicing, to see the greatest of reasons for lifting up your name in praise. We ask, O God, that you would accept the praise of our lips today, tonight, and week by week, that as we do sing together, this too will be a very definite part of our ministry to one another, our ministry to your name, and also each to our own hearts. We commend to you, O God, this work of praise together. We especially give thanks for those who have been engaged in leading this praise. We pray your blessing upon this gift that you have given to them, and that you would continue to prosper it, that you would prosper every effort that we can make, and grant us insight to know how to grow in this area of our worship and of our Christian lives as well. And tonight we come offering our praise for the ways that you have set out for salvation, for reconciliation, for atonement, that you have opened the way into your presence that is impossible for man alone. That holiest of places, your own presence, is an impossible place to reach for a man in sin, a man who has separated himself from you by sin, by transgression, by rebellion. Yet you have shown your grace particularly in this way, by saying, come this way, that you might have acceptance. So much the more in your own Son, the Lord Jesus, that here again, and most profoundly, we are aware of your mercy. Help us too, O God, to be all the more wary as we deal with Christ, your Son. We do not deal with him foolishly or proudly, that we would not be presumptuous or careless. Else we might ourselves die and be destroyed. But so we come through him, according to your word, that we might come boldly in this new and living way, seeking grace, seeking that grace that we might live for you. Again, we pray, Lord God, that our lives will be unto your glory as we go on from today in the days ahead, and that there will be what you have intended for us today, that ministers and enables for these days that are ahead. Some of us perhaps are in a measure fearful of what lies before us even tomorrow. We pray for your upholding grace, the knowledge of